Welcome to another edition of The Strange Reality of the Quantum World, podcasts for the curious mind.
There seem to be a number of parallels between Buddhist philosophy and modern science, more specifically, the field of quantum mechanics. Buddhist interpretation of reality seems to be consistent with the results yielded by quantum experimentation. Throughout this podcast, we will explore Buddhist beliefs and subjectivity and how they are consistent with the double slit experiment. Buddhists believe that reality, as we perceive it, is an illusion caused by our interaction with the world outside of us. So it is to say that what we believe to exist outside of us is subject to personal interpretation. This way, a chair is not intrinsically a chair, we make it a chair when we sit on it. I know this is a strange concept for most Westerners, so I will do a thought experiment to try to make myself clear. Think about what makes up a house. Most people would say walls, a roof, windows, wood floors, pipes, and so on. But if I give you a pile of all of those things on top of each other, you wouldn't think that's a house. There must be something else that makes a house. The most logical answer would be the shape. So now I give you all those things in the shape of a house. So now we can call it a house. What if I started taking one part of this house at a time? When would it stop being a house? What I'm trying to say is that a house is a house because we perceive it as a house. There's nothing intrinsic about a house. It is our choice to use it as a house that makes it one. This way, the world as we perceive it, it's a product of our subjective eyes interpreting things outside of us. But the things you perceive don't exist like that by themselves. They need your subjective interpretation in order to become something. In the same way, things within the quantum world behave differently depending on what we measure. So it is to say that depending on how one conducts an experiment, results that would typically be the same are different. This can be observed when experimenting with things like electrons, that depending on how much we know about them, they sometimes act like particles, and sometimes like waves. The most basic way we can see this happening is a double slit experiment. When an electron is shot through a double slit towards a sensor, without being able to tell which slit it went through, an interference pattern can be seen in the graph yielded by the sensor, which is what one would expect from a wave. When a light is used to measure what slit the electron went through, the graph yield has a bell-shaped curve, which is what one would expect from a particle. So, it seems that the simple fact that you're watching the electron as it passes through one of the slits forces it to act like a particle. This suggests that our subjective observation over the electron causes it to change its state. This way, the results yielded from this experiment are consistent with the Buddhist idea that reality is a subjective construct. This is Paolo Candiani from Dickinson College.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of The Strange Reality of the Quantum World.